This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Well, the magical season continues. The Oklahoma City Thunder are going back to the NBA Finals.
That this is Rahimi and Harris on 670 The Score. What were you going to say, Marshall?
I said that team looks different than the last one that went to the NBA Finals and got beat in five games by the Miami Heat. Those players are still playing, though. All the players, well, Big Perk's not playing, but
the way I just paused and looked at you panicked says a lot. Let's go out to the Circa Sports Illinois hotline, where you can download the Circa app today. No better person to talk about the NBA playoffs with when we know half of who the finals are going to be than Trista Crick. Always nice to talk to Trista. She is the host of the NBA podcast, The Heat Check with Trista Crick. She joins us now. Hey, Trista, how are you doing?
Hey, what's good, guys?
We're just hoping you don't have like a birthday hangover since yesterday was your birthday and that you celebrated not only yourself, but Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and the free throws as they get their way to the finals.
Yeah, happy belated birthday.
Thank you. Went to Multnomah Falls with my mom and the dogs and had a tremendous Peruvian dinner. It was just about as cute and adorable as it could possibly get. No raging, just a grown woman family birthday.
Wow. Okay, so you're grown is what you're telling us. I can appreciate that.
Listen, I'm pushing 40, my guy. I know my skin is still just perfect and glowing, but I'm just joking. But no, I'm too old for all that party.
Trista, I'm over
40. We tried
40.
To watch a movie.
I'm over 40, and I'm telling you, you can still rage if you want. There's no law.
All right. There's no law. Well, it sounds like I need to be around you, Layla. Mm-hmm. Also, congratulations on the full-time gig. You're the effing woman.
You are also awesome. And I feel like we are an awesome team. So there's that. Aww. And also, the skin is glowing. So now that we've gotten our propers out of the way with the compliments, because it is true. It is true. You got to respect the people's aging where you can. Marshall, you know, age is backwards.
Whoa, no, but not just your skin's glowing. SGA's skin was glowing last night as well.
SGA has been glowing.
And so, no, I'm saying he's been glowing on the court, but I'm saying I saw his post-game interviews. I was like, oh, that man's got a nice little skincare routine going. Of course,
he's got perfect skin. SGA has perfect skin.
He really
Let's
does.
Let's be honest.
He really does.
The braids are always crispy, too. There's like always perfectly moisturized. I know this is like super off topic, but I'm always in awe of SGA's whole routine.
No, I think it's completely appropriate, especially considering that man calls Oklahoma City home. I'm wondering who's doing all this work to keep those braids extra crispy. I don't think I haven't thought the thought because it's different out there.
Hey, Dallas is only 3 hours away.
He can. Well, I guess he could.
3 hour drive from Dallas. Somebody can come in.
He could have a driver.
Someone's living there. Someone's living there for him. He's got a full time hair care person that he's known forever. I bet you, and is living close by.
I also do want to point out, it's funny because we all observe the Thunder, obviously, and it's a team that has made statements against the Bulls when they play them, not just a casual game, but actual statements. I feel like Bulls observers maybe know a little bit better than the next. When it comes to the likelihood of OKC being in this position and now being in the finals.
Yeah, the thing about OKC is, you know, they have their moments where they look mortal. And then they turn around and go up by 50 on Memphis. They go up by a bajillion on Denver. They go up multiple games by a jillion to the Minnesota Timberwolves. So this is just what they do. And I think the thing that's so impressive is that they do it from their defense. That's like the primary way that they go on these scoring runs is just they get into your jersey. They make life super uncomfortable for you. Point of attack defenders all around. When Shai Gilgeous-Alexander can have three steals in a game regularly and multiple blocks, and he's not the best defender on the team by a long shot. You got Alex Crusoe there. You guys know how good he is at defense. Lou Dort finally gets his all defense nod. Chet has his moments defending the rim. So, yeah, this is a team that is nasty defensively, and they turn those into really easy transition buckets. And then they do it at home where the crowd is just losing their effing minds. It's like turned up to 10, and it's demoralizing.
Where is Sam Presti, not just in basketball terms, but in all across major sports, where is he as far as his rank with front office members?
Man, it's a tough call, because I want to say what he's done is as best as I can remember, but doesn't have a championship yet. So if he can get this championship, I think he's probably solidly top three in the NBA of all time. Like, you got to probably say Red Auerbach is number one. But in modern memory, I think he's the best NBA GM we've seen in, like, my living memory. Just what he's done, like, you guys probably saw the what was circulating on Instagram, where he took Rashard Lewis and turned Rashard Lewis into a trade exception that turned into multiple picks, that turned into Victor Oladipo and Sabonis, that turned into Paul George, that turned into SGA and all those picks. And you just have to marvel at turning one guy into so many pieces that now is this maybe most dominant NBA team that we've seen in, I don't know, five, 7 years until the Warriors reign. It's probably as far back as that goes. Yeah, I think he's definitely up there. I don't know where he is. I can't put a number, but it's like it's top five in all of sports, maybe top seven.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I think you've got a really good point. And what's funny is that I feel like has been done time and time again, the trade tree. I'm also very into it. I feel like it's an innately NBA thing. Daryl Morey, I feel like, also did that. It's like the equivalent of the viral story where you turn a paperclip into a house. But
yes,
Presti and this finals team might be the best example of that whole concept working. Not everybody has been able to flip assets to the extent where it's fully realized in the NBA Finals. And you have this MVP candidate who's really the only challenger to Jokic, when you consider. So that part of it, I think, is to be appreciated on its own.
And then you look at this, too. I think the part that we have to also keep in mind is that this isn't a one-year runway.
It's crazy.
First of all, they're ahead of schedule. Remember, Sam Presti was like, they're still learning how to eat their food. That was, I think, last year. They're still learning how to win. This is a team that has the way that they're built, how young the team is, how many picks they still have. They probably are set up, and anything can happen. We thought Denver was set up to have a reign for multiple years. But this is a team truly in the West that's set up to contend for 5-6 more years.
And that's the crazy part, is that even with the way NBA, CBA has restructured that second apron, they can work around that because they have guys, they can just reload with the next young guys who aren't getting paid yet. And they have so much draft capital. If they draft correctly, it can even be scarier. So I just think what's hilarious about all of this is that Paul George is on the Sixers right now. They did not make the playoffs. They're going to have a top five pick in the NBA draft. But you're going to see the Pacers, who built a lot of what they have off trading Paul George. And now OKC traded away Paul George. And that's how they got what they have. And it's going to amount to an NBA Finals that may not be that appealing to non-NBA diehards. Mm-hmm. But still, there's lessons to be learned from all NBA GMs.
Yeah, the Paul George building two contenders just based on his wake is crazy. And both those teams ending up in the finals in the same year is wild as well. And I think what's really cool for a nerd like me is that the Pacers did it so wildly different than the OKC Thunder. And I respect it just as much, if not more, because they never really truly tanked. And they didn't do it through their own draft picks. They got Aaron Nesmith by trading Malcolm Brogdon. And everyone wasn't even thinking about what Aaron Nesmith was in that trade. They thought, oh, well, why would they trade a veteran point guard like Brogdon? And then truth is, he was kind of a locker room cancer. And they get one of the best 3-and-D players that they develop now probably in the NBA. What have they done with, you know, Tyrese Halliburton? He's now turned into like a top 10 guard. And they figured out a way to trade Sabonis for him instead of Fox, which I think people thought Fox was the obvious choice to try to go after. So I love what Chad Buchanan and Kevin Pritchard are doing as well. I think they're one of the most underrated front offices in the NBA. I've been singing their praises for years, and they deserve their flowers. And this shows Bulls fans what can happen when you have competent people in the front office and an ownership group that cares about the right things, which is winning and keeping your people happy. I heard a story really fast, just as an aside, from those who work for the Pacers, that Herb, the owner of the Indiana Pacers, doesn't even announce when contract extensions get done with his front office members, because he doesn't want them to feel like they're on a rope, that their days are numbered ever, that they're even a question whether they'll stay around. When he hires someone, he finds the right people and they stick around for the long term. That's something that a lot of NBA teams just don't do.
Well, Trista, unfortunately, I think that was done here when it came to trying to find out Billy Donovan's extension. And it was something that actually concerned not just media, but the fans as well. Because we do want to know what the clock is, you know, and that's such a different way of looking at it, because you're looking at it through the lens of this working and being successful.
Yes.
And then we're sitting here looking at it as, what are you hiding?
Yeah. No, I mean, the key piece, and we've said this on the show with you guys so many times, is like the competency part and having trust in the decision makers, right? Once that's lost, then you start, the trust is gone. Now you're skeptical. You guys are hiding things from us. Why do we not know, like, that these extensions are happening under our nose? We feel like these people should be fired and they're getting longer term deals. That's absolutely fair. And I think that's because the competency piece just hasn't really felt like it's been there in Chicago for so long, like really a long, long time.
I didn't want to interrupt, but I panic want to ask this question to Trista. Oh, okay, do you think it's fair?
Yeah.
As we talk to Trista Crick, of course, our Hoops Maven, I think that's a fair enough name. The Heat Check podcast with Trista Crick is her podcast. Is this the closest that the Tibbs-led Knicks are going to get to the finals, given the injuries to Boston and what their opportunities have been?
Oh, it sure feels like it. It sure feels like this was their opportunity, because all of the main giants and gremlins along the way in the Mario Kart path, right? Like, have been taken down by other teams. And then you face a Boston team that really was playing with their food in game one and game two. And then the Tatum injury sort of sealed that they will never be able to come back from, you know, this 3-1 lead. So, yeah, I hate to say that Tibbs should feel like he's on the hot seat, but some of the coaching discrepancies early on in the series with Indiana should make Knicks fans very concerned. But again, like, it's hard to say with Karl-Anthony Towns as being his first year, like, is he the right fit next to Brunson? Some of it is roster related. But yeah, I don't think Tibbs is ever going to lead a championship team. That's probably just what it's going to be.
Wow.
Unfortunately.
Aww. Yeah, you might want to play more than, you know, six guys all the time.
What? You need your guys fresh for the playoffs? Never even heard of that concept.
I was saying in the playoffs. I wasn't saying, I mean, he learned to finally expand his rotation a little bit, but it was too late.
Only because Brunson and Towns had four fouls before halftime.
Yeah.
So he was sort of forced into it. Yeah, he had no other choice. He wasn't going to go down the way that he did in game two, where he had Karl-Anthony Towns sitting on the bench, you know, all fourth quarter pretty much, and getting killed in the media that way. So he had to switch some things up, but essentially he didn't do that on his own will.
Well, we'll look forward to the side talk videos that come out from whatever the conclusion of this game is, that is for sure. Trista, thanks so much for joining us.
Sorry I have to do it from the car, guys. There's rain and there's traffic. Yeah, so next time
it's all good.
It's good lighting.
Happy belated birthday to Trista Crick.
It is good. Yeah. It is good lighting.
It is. That's why everybody films stuff from their car. That's why you see all these people with their confident selfies in the car, because the lighting is
just
good.
Glad Trista had her seatbelt on. That's the real winner.
That's the most important thing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.